are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
One match, one place in the World Cup final. Did France find a way through? Or did Spain prove they're the team to beat? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
Kudos to Spain. I think today's story is Spain won. It's not necessarily that France lost.
After a 16-year wait, Spain is true to its second ever FIFA World Cup final after beating France 2-0 in their semi-final. And for the first time in FIFA World Cup history, the Final Four features the world's top-ranked teams. And today, more than 70,000 fans packed into Dallas Stadium before kickoff. It was for two football powerhouses, packed with tactical intrigue, moments of brilliance and a place in history on the line. French supporters arrived today believing this could finally be Kylian Mbappe's tournament. The 27-year-old came into the match with 20 World Cup goals from 20 matches. Across the stadium, Spain supporters in full force with a sense of pride. There was also a moment of silence, marking 10 years since the Bastille Day terror attack in Nice, where 86 people lost their lives.
Before kickoff, we will fall silent.
Please
to
stand
mark,
if
with
you're
respect
able.
And sadness,
moment
the 10th
silence.
Anniversary
in memory
of the
victims
Nice
of the
attack
in Nice,
in which
France,
86 people
10 years ago.
Were killed.
Once the whistle blew, the football delivered exactly what many expected. A tactical battle between two of the tournament's favourites. France, under coach Didier Deschamps, have looked every bit the experienced tournament team before today's match. Organised defensively, clinical when opportunities arise, comfortable without needing long spells of possession. Meanwhile for Spain, this World Cup hasn't been as straightforward for them. They faced some challenges on the pitch. This includes one of the tournament's biggest shocks, a 0-0 draw against Cape Verde. But they've managed to stay true to their identity, with patience and precision. And they did exactly that today. They kept the ball and managed to stretch France. Now in the 15th minute, France's Michael Olise struck Manchester City's midfielder and 2023-24 Ballon d'Or winner Rodri with his boot. It didn't look good, and fans online have questioned why Olise escaped a red card. Now Spain continued to hold possession. Then came the breakthrough.
Raquel Oyarzabal strikes first for Spain! Just a glimpse of the World Cup final, and France now have it to do.
Well, that's how to take a penalty. We've seen some poor ones in this tournament.
Spanish forward Mikel Oyarzabal scored a shot into the right side from the penalty spot to give Spain the lead. The penalty was awarded after Lucadinha kicked Lamine Yamal while trying to clear a ball in the box. Supporters erupted not only inside the stadium, but around the world. My SBS colleague John Baldock sent these scenes from Atlanta of fans dancing in the rain when they learned another World Cup final was within reach. And in Australia, celebrations broke out in Melbourne and here in Sydney. Another two colleagues of mine, Jasmine Cassis and Blake Queen, captured these scenes at a pub in Bondi while speaking with Spanish fans.
I think I haven't used the
And then again in the second half.
Porro, Olmo, Pedro Porro! It's happening for Spain! Look at those wild eyes!
Pedro Porro doubled Spain's advantage, finishing off a flowing move that showcased exactly why this side has been so impressive in this game. France pushed back, but Spain's defensive discipline held firm. There were frustration for France, including this.
Dembele, Mbappe! It's going to make it to corner.
Yeah, it came off Cucurella, I think. But I thought that might just help Mbappe in France. Spinning into the corner, but the left-back's touch was enough.
Kylian Mbappe threatened. Ousmane Dembele came close. Doué made an attempt, Barcola looked dangerous. But Spain's goalkeeper, Unai Simón, continued to control the rhythm with remarkable saves. If you've been listening to the 90 Plus, today's guest will already be a familiar voice. To break down the match, I caught up with SBS French executive producer and SBS sport journalist Christophe Mallet.
Disappointment, mega disappointment. I think from the people I can see in the street is there was a true belief that France could go all the way and win the tournament. And I think last time we spoke, you and I said anything else but the final would be a disappointment. Then here we are. Massive disappointment for a nation of nearly 65 or 70 million people.
He tells me France didn't display their full potential today.
I think they knew that Spain was always going to be a difficult team to score goals to. They've got X number of clean sheets in a row. I can't remember if it's 5 or 6 in a row. But anyway, they have a really massive track record of clean sheets. So they knew from the word go that it would be absolutely difficult to score goals. And when you go 1-0 down, then you make yourself even more of a target. So from what I saw from the match, I would say France was not the France that we saw all the way along. So whether or not they struggled, but what Didier Deschamps actually said is France didn't play well because Spain didn't let them play well.
And after the match, Didier Deschamps said the players are devastated, but they have to be clear-headed.
Hay siempre una fuerza ofensiva, una fuerza defensiva, que la España sabía defender bien, lo sé.
There's always an attacking force and a defensive force, and Spain knew how to defend well. I knew to expect that, having watched all their matches. Today, they did a great job. They left little space, and as we've said, there were technical errors on our side. It's hard to cause them problems if the technical level is lower than what we've seen in other matches.
Más bajo que los hemos tenido durante los otros partidos.
Christophe, who's at the French state of Vichy at the moment for this year's Tour de France, commends Spain's performance.
Spain played the match perfectly well. They played France perfectly well. They controlled the ball. It's not necessarily France that's lost this match. That's what Didier Deschamps said in the interview straight after the match. Spain was way, way, way better than tonight. So, again, I don't think it's France that lost the match. It's definitely Spain that truly, truly won the match.
At full time, Spain had done enough. Another composed display, another statement performance, and a place in the FIFA World Cup final.
There is a bronze medal to win, and it will be against the team that loses tomorrow against Argentina, between Argentina and England. So there is still a match to play, and I think the lesson is they want to fight for that bronze medal. They don't want to, with the level of football they've displayed, it would be an absolutely tragedy if they would leave this World Cup empty-handed. But you know the irony, today is the 14th of July, it's Bastille Day, it's the national day in France. So not the best way to celebrate the national day.
It's a heartbreak for France after being the 2018 winners and 2022 World Cup runner-ups. And the Mbappe dream? Christophe says everyone is entitled to a bad match.
I think Mbappe was an idol for a lot of the young generation, and I think tomorrow morning when they wake up, despite the defeat, he will still be an idol. Let's not forget what's been done by this team all across the tournament. It's won by match, but well, at that level, when you lose the match, you're out. But let's also say that the football that France displayed all along the tournament was borderline extraordinary, and Mbappe has been borderline extraordinary. So, you know, the competition with Messi, it took Messi 6 World Cup to arrive where he is at in a number of goals in his career in a World Cup. So Mbappe's got another 3 World Cups ahead of him to equal Messi.
All eyes now turn to tomorrow when England take on reigning champions Argentina. It's the first time Lionel Messi has ever faced England at a World Cup. And the 39-year-old will be hoping to add to his tournament record. He's already sitting on an incredible 21 World Cup goals across 6 World Cups. For England fans, memories of the 1986 World Cup are never far away when Diego Maradona's infamous Hand of God goal helped Argentina on their way to victory before they eventually lifted the trophy. And 40 years on, this rivalry carries plenty of history.
Too hard to predict, but experience of Argentina should put them through. And a final Argentina-Spain would be very, very interesting for all the political reasons and all that is around those two countries more than anything. So I think that's what I'm hoping for. And maybe a battle for bronze medal between France and England, which would be interesting as well.
If Argentina knocks off England tomorrow, we're set for a match with plenty of political age. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Argentine President Javier Milei have been locked in a bitter diplomatic feud since 2024. If both Argentina and Spain meet in the finals, the political backstory will make it feel like much more than just a game. Spain's coach, Luis de la Fuente, weighs both teams his side could play against.
I'm very excited to face Argentina because of the friendship I have with Lionel Scaloni. But I have enormous respect for England's footballing potential that, in my opinion, even before coming here to the World Cup, I think I named England as one of the real contenders. It's going to be a very closely fought match between two great teams, but we look forward to facing either of them with open arms.
I'll be back with you tomorrow with the updates on that defining semi-final match. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.